By the word of the Lord. Oh, what a powerful statement. Through His word, we can live in this world, embracing His blessings and walking His way. So let's talk about God's word of power today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our J. Webb, and greetings to all of you. It is so good to have you join us again for our studies from the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast. Whether you're hearing us from over-the-air radio, internet, podcast platform, or internet, or online, whatever it might be, we're grateful you found us, and we're thankful that you have joined us today. Let's begin by considering the 33rd Psalm, verses 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Dear friends, think about that for a moment. By the word of the Lord, the breath of His mouth, He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast or solid. The power of God's word, the speaking of God, and what all has happened. Dear friends, let's think about God's word of power today. Now, before we get into our study, we have a very special free booklet that's quite popular. As a matter of fact, recently a viewer of our television broadcast wanted 100 of them to share with people. And we just want to send you just one. And we've got a very special free booklet about the Bible. Here's our J. Webb with the details of how you can receive this free offer.
Good folks, please allow us to send a special free booklet called Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. This is a study that clears away a lot of the confusion in the religious world and allows us to see that the Bible is always right. Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. Now, back to our study.
Friends, let's talk about the power of creation. As Psalm 33, verse 9 summarizes through inspiration, "For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." You know, this is a wonderful commentary on Genesis chapter 1. And you know, when we go back to that wonderful book of beginnings, and we see the first chapter of Genesis, have you ever considered the following phrases? "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, so indeed He was present." Now watch this. 9 times we find the phrase, "And God said." 5 times, "And God saw." 3 times, "And God called." 3 times, "And God made." 1 time, "And God set." 3 times, "And God created." 2 times, "And God blessed." The Creator and all therein, friends, and the Creator of whom is our duty to worship and to serve. You know, in Romans chapter 1, around verses 19 through the end of the chapter, we are warned of those that worship and serve the creation more than the Creator. In other words, we take advantage of everything that's before us physically and never give a spiritual thought. And the Apostle Paul condemns that and speaks of how those that are driven away from God and how they live and how that's not pleasing to God. It is God the Creator to whom we are to worship and to serve. In John 4:24, the Bible says that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in verse 23 of John 4, God is looking for the true worshipers. Friends, it's easy to worship God, who is our Creator, and the power of the creation comes forth, showing his greatness, his might, and his mercy, and what all we have he has created for us, but we need to be the stewards of what he has given us. And it is found in stewards that a man be found faithful, 1 Corinthians 4:2. The power of creation, what God has given, but let us worship and serve the Creator more than his creation. How about second, the power of continuity? Listen to Isaiah 55:10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. In gardening or farming or sowing grass for a yard, how the rain comes and washes on it and soaks it, and when the sun comes forth, how things just bud and grow and pop out. It's been said that if you hear in your forecast, wherever you may live, that snow is coming, that's the time to throw out grass seed, because when the snow is on the ground and it melts, it takes the seed down deeper into the soil. It's not a bad idea. Well, you know, we understand how that works in realms of farming or gardening, but you know, God's word, it's consistent, the power of continuity. We prosper as we hear it. I think of the 23rd Psalm and its grace. You know, that seems to help other people. But God's word will come forth and bud in our lives when we are doers of the word and not hearers only, as we are instructed in James 1, 21 and 22. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We bring to mind 2 Timothy 2, verses 8 and 9. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained, nor is it bound. And the word that comes forth, God's word is not chained or bound. It's going to go where God desires it. And the results are going to be what God desires. Friends, are we not blessed when we hear of this great word? Are we not blessed that we can take moments such as this to see God's word and his will for our lives? I want to pause at this point because as we're talking about the power of God's word in creation and continuity and how his word comes to us and does not return unto him void, friends, maybe you'd like to have a good online Bible study to help you. Well, we want to offer that from the World Bible School. Here's our Jay Webb with the details.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
God's word of power, we see it in creation, we see it in continuity. How about confirmation? I'm going to defer to the late Wayne Jackson, who for many years was the editor of the Christian Courier, and you can find that website at christiancourier.com. Brother Wayne Jackson observed more than 3,800 times in the Old Testament, there is the claim that the Bible is the Word of God. When we think about this, for example, Brother Jackson continues this thought, that the Bible contains two types of information, one that is checkable and one that is also documentable. We can check on the nations of Israel and Assyria, for example. We can check on the country of Babylonia. We can check on details whether they were corroborated, how it all works together. You know, the records of ancient Assyria were discovered in many palaces, and the Assyrian invasion of Judah were recorded that 46 cities were taken, and the Bible checks that out exactly. When you look at Acts 27 and 28, it presents more on ancient sailing than anything you could find, according to scholars. Brother Jackson refers to a James Smith in 1848. He was a Scotsman, decided to investigate the details of Luke's record, especially in Acts 27 and 28, traced out the route, spent the entire winter in Malta, checked and rechecked every detail, resulting in the book, The Voyage and Shipwreck of St. Paul by James Smith. And scholars say nothing surpasses this book to this day for showing the precise correctness of Acts 27 and 28. You know, I appreciate Brother Jackson and his good work in that regard. And again, you can see this information and others, good information, on ChristianCourier.com. And there are many other historical matters that are affirmed by the Bible, and God's powerful word is a confirmation. So, friends, God's word of power affirms the power of creation, of continuity, and confirmation. And we know that the word of God, the Holy Bible, that is our guide. Friends, that's what we use here on the International Gospel Hour. It's the only source that is worthy to be used. And how thankful that we are that you study the Word of God. Please, let us hear from you. Let us send you the free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. Again, call us toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988. Leave your name, address, and just say Bible Tract. You can do the same thing through internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave the same information, name, address, and type Bible Track. And we hope that you'll join us for our studies together at another time. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.